Yo, Raj.
Yeah.
Have you watched Power yet?
No, I am so far, but I have no internet, man.
Oh, true. My bad.
Probably a good thing in this case.
Yeah, it's not great.
God, power's bad.
That was like one good week, and then it went back to shit.
Yeah, it seems like that's gonna be the ratio. There's so many things wrong with that episode.
Yesterday's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know it was a good line though? When Tariq was getting pummeled with the oranges.
Hey.
Oh, shut up, Raj, man. This is barely a
You're not gonna remember this anyway, don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tommy was like, yo, what the fuck, man? Is this a gangster movie or something?
Vincent, what the fuck is that?
You know,
come on, man, what are you doing? This ain't a fucking gangster movie. Come on.
Vincent, come on.
It's not necessary, man. He's a kid.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Stretch 4 podcast. I'm your host, Peter Tran, and on the call, I got my pick and pop partner, Josh Cohen. How you doing?
Doing all right. Preseason started. Yay.
Did you watch James Harden versus Shanghai?
I actually watched part of the first quarter, I'm not going to lie.
Why?
It's NBA. I got to. You know, I got the itch.
Oh, my God. Yo, did you see my boy Clint Capella? The banger in the paint, Rajan Walia, how you feeling?
Not doing too bad. I have some tough questions for you.
Oh, I have a question for you. Did you watch James Harden annihilate Shanghai?
No, I didn't. Unfortunately, I have better things to do in my life.
Poor Josh.
That hurts.
It should.
Who doesn't want to watch DeMontis Monti-Unis, wherever the hell he is, playing against James Harden? Come on.
And James Nunnally?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, let's get it started. As you can tell by the title of this episode, today will be the last trivia day that we have. Josh and I will be going head-to-head, and hosting today will be Rajan. So start it up.
All right. Well, since you guys know I love defense, I'm going to do team stats. I'll give you...
Love the D.
Yeah. Josh, you make it sound so romantic. I'm going to be giving you a team stat. We'll do top three teams. If you want, we can do top five, but I prefer top three just so we can go through more stats. We'll do points, team stats. Remember, 2018-2019 regular season stats. All right, so the first stat is, which team had the best at held the lowest NBA three-point percentage?
Are we taking turns or?
Yeah, so I'll let Peter get first dig.
And we're doing top or bottom three or top three winning this
game? Yeah, so like the teams.
The best three.
Yeah, the best three. So their opponents had the worst three-point percentage.
The Bucks.
The Bucks are not one of the top three teams. They were actually 17th.
The Bucks allowed the most.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to go with Utah.
Utah, okay. Utah is right in the middle of the pack, 14.
Wow.
Yeah, we're ass.
What is happening right now?
Oh, the Raptors.
The Raptors were in the top five and number five. They were tied, actually, with Brooklyn, which was the fourth best team.
Wow, spoilers, man.
Yeah, but we're only doing top three.
Indiana.
Indiana, you guys are really struggling. You guys are going right for the middle of the pack. Indiana's dead center, 15th. So I'll give you some hints.
No.
Okay, all right.
Spurs?
Spurs were actually the 20th team in NBA. They held their opponents to 35.9%.
I should have known better with DeMar. That's my fault.
Charlotte.
I don't know. Oh, that's gold. No, 23rd. I think you guys might go through 20 teams before you get one of the top three.
Oh, I know. I know one. Go ahead.
Warriors. Warriors.
Warriors are 13th.
Oh my god.
Orlando
is 11th.
What the hell?
Yo, are you tanking, Josh?
This is tanking.
Are you tanking?
I'm just going with the coaches that don't want to allow threes, because I know Steve Clifford's like, you know, hard into that, and I don't know. That is odd. I thought they'd be in the top five at least, the top six.
If you need help, I'm here to help. I'm enjoying this.
No help. Philly?
Someone is on the board. Peter, Philly came in at number two. They held their opponents to 33.8%.
Damn. This is a tough one. I'm just going to go random again. Detroit.
Well, you're in the top 10, Josh, so you're treading in the right direction.
Yeah, finally. All right.
Number eight, though, unfortunately.
Sorry, what number did we say Philly was?
Philly was number two.
Philly is number two.
They were tied with the third place.
Oh, I know. I know one. I know I keep saying that, but this time it's going to be
Denver?
Peter, clean sweep. Yep, your Denver Nuggets. Boom. 33.8% as well.
Wow, that's incredible.
Damn, I forgot which team I was going to pick. Miami.
Miami is number 18 on the list at 35.8. The good news is when you guys do the bottom three, you're going to only have like a few teams left.
Portland
was number 16 at 35.6%. So this one is probably the hardest one to get. I feel like I have to help you out, but unless you want to...
No. Come on, man. We've gone too far to help.
Okay.
The Clippers.
Nope. The Los Angeles Clippers are ninth in the league at 34.9.
Is it a bad team or a good team?
Define good.
Okay. Is it a playoff attack then?
No, it's a playoff team. Playoff team for the last couple of years.
Oh, I know who it is. That's my third time I've said that.
Let me say. Wow, who the hell else was in the playoffs? I'm drawing a blank here. Give me. There's no way Houston.
Peter, you have swept the board.
Wow.
Houston had the best NBA team opponent three-point percentage at 33.6%.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's had me scratching my head.
All that switching How? Works, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I should give Clint Capella some more praise.
All right, so since we didn't do the bottom three, Josh, you have like a 1-4 chance of getting one of the bottom three teams. a 3-4 chance of getting one of the bottom three. Phoenix is indeed the 28th place team. They gave up 37.2% from three. Peter?
New York Knicks.
The Knicks are actually 24th.
Oh, son of a...
Sacramento.
Oh, no. Sacramento's in the top 10, Josh. 34.8.
Memphis.
Memphis, 22nd.
Oh, my God.
New Orleans.
25th. I'm scratching my head right now, guys. You're letting me down here.
There's... Oh, God. I got one.
Who do we have in there so far? Just Phoenix?
Yeah, Phoenix at 28th. There's two teams that had worse three-point... Or they held their opponents to worse three-point percentages. Or
Cleveland?
Yeah, Cleveland. Yeah, Cleveland. Peter, you might go 6-for-6 at this rate. 38%. They were the worst. Wait,
Josh had one.
Oh, Josh had Phoenix. Josh had one. Sorry.
Well, give me some credit. Jeez.
All right. Yeah.
Cleveland held their opponents to 38% from three, or can I even say held their opponents to 38.3?
Allowed.
Yeah. Atlanta.
No, 21st.
Dallas?
No, Dallas was in the top 10. That's number seven.
The Wizards.
Oh, good pull.
That is a good pull. Unfortunately, I think you've named every team. but the correct ones, Wizards are not there, struggling to find Washington.
Then how is that a good pull?
Well, it was.
Yeah, right.
They were 27th.
So they barely made not the cut, I guess.
Yeah.
Chicago.
26th.
Oh my god, what the hell?
Minnesota.
Josh, there you go. 29th.
Hey, all right.
All right.
Put us out of our misery.
Yeah, this was catching painful. Up. I think this was like a refresher on all the teams in the league.
I actually think we named off every team.
No, you didn't name the Celtics, the Lakers.
That's pretty funny, actually, yeah. Of all teams to forget.
And yeah, those are the two teams. Yeah. All right. So we'll go to an easier stat. I think if you guys don't get this, we'll do top five for this. It's a more common stat. Best team free throws. Let's do the top five. Starting with you, Peter. Actually, starting with you, Josh. We'll let you start this time. The score is 4-2 for Peter.
Golden State.
Golden State is fourth at 80.4%.
Sorry, you said top five, right?
Yeah, top five. They're fourth.
Boston.
Boston is number five at 80.2.
Kill them.
The Clippers.
Are not in the top five percentage. Top five in free throw percentage. I'm just going to find them. Sorry. Peter.
Give me your world champion, Toronto Raptors.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, the Raptors were the second best free throw percentage team at 81%. And the Clippers, for Josh and whoever's keeping count, the Clippers were ranked seventh.
Portland.
Yeah, Portland is the third best at 80.6. So you guys are just missing number one.
Yo, Portland's number is going to go so down with Whiteside this year. It's going to drop. Another good free throw shooting team. Why don't we say the Nuggets?
Too much praise to your Denver Nuggets. No, Denver was 19th.
Yeah.
Let's just go with the team that is the biggest free throw whore on it, Houston.
Houston. Unfortunately, they have Clint Capella, and so they're at 78.7 at number 9.
What about... Oh, the Spurs.
Yes, Peter. Peter, Spurs are number 1 at 81.4%, and that gives you 3 points this round.
Woo!
And so you're pulling ahead with a lead of 7-4. Bottom five. NBA free throw shooting teams.
Let's go with Detroit.
Rude.
They're just outside the top five bottom. They're at 24.
Cleveland.
Cleveland actually shot the ball not in the bottom five. They're actually the eighth best free throw shooting team.
What?
You gotta give some respect to Seti Osman.
Wow, that's some bullshit.
Oklahoma.
Yes, Oklahoma.
Good move.
Oklahoma is 28th in the league, 71.6%.
All thanks to Russ.
That's so true. last year, right?
Yes, last year regular
season.
The
Lakers.
The
LA Lakers.
The Lakers are 29th with LeBron.
Bang.
69.9%.
LeBron shot 69?
No, but or the team. But LeBron was at like 72 or some number close to that.
Let's go with the Knicks.
The Knicks, unfortunately, are not in the bottom five. They are 20th.
Oh, I got one.
The Bulls?
No, the Bulls shot the ball pretty well. They're 11th, 78.3. Respectable number.
Goddamn Zach LaVine.
More like
Miami Whitesides.
Yes. Speaking of Portland's free throw dropping, yes, the Miami Heat were the worst free throw percentage team at 69.5%.
Indiana?
Nope. 75%, 22nd in the league. So we have the bottom three. We just need 26 and 27.
Man, this is tough. Ugh. You, no, not that one. Utah.
Yes, Utah is the 26th worst shooting team. 73.7. I know you held back on it first.
Yeah. No, it can't be that. Yeah, okay. What about Washington?
It's always a good guess. No, they're 16th.
Damn.
I think all those players that did play in the later down the stretch had to shoot free throws well, or they weren't going to play many minutes.
Philadelphia.
No way.
No.
Embiid shot the ball well from the free throw line. 77.4% as a team, 14th overall.
Sacramento?
Yeah, Sacramento is that 27th worst free throw percentage team last year at 72.6. Again, Peter.
Bang.
You pulled off 2 out of 5. So your lead is now 9-6. Oh, sorry, 9-7. Yeah. All right. So the next stat that I'm gonna do is shooting defense, and who held their team to the lowest shooting percentage. And we're just gonna do. Do you want to do top three or top five?
You pick, man.
Top three.
This is your show.
Top three. Actually, I feel bad considering how bad the first one went. we'll do top five. All right. So, Peter, you start us off.
So we're doing top five opponent field goal percentage as a whole.
As a team. Yeah. So teams that held their opponents to the lowest shooting percentage, top five.
I'm going to go with... Shit, who is it? Milwaukee.
Yes, Milwaukee is number one, and they were actually number one by a wide margin at 42.9%.
Indiana.
They were just outside the top five at number six.
Utah.
Utah was seven. Wow.
Houston.
Wishful thinking. Houston was 19th.
So trash. Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto is number three.
Let's go with Miami.
Miami was number two, surprisingly, at 44.1%. So you guys got the top three, two more.
Golden State.
Yeah, Golden State was number four at 44.4%.
Portland.
Portland was number 11.
Give me... No way the Nuggets are there, are they?
No way. No, they're 12th.
Nah, they started the year really well. They fell off at like the All-Star break, though.
Boston?
Yes, Boston is number 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
44.6. I mean, it's good team defense. They all bought into Brad Stevens' system. Haha. But yeah, so that rounds out the top five. Peter, you ended up getting, I believe you got 3 out of 5. Your lead is now.
I thought I got 3 that time.
Nah, B.
Nah, he got Milwaukee, Toronto, and Golden State.
I got 3 the previous time, though, eh?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Now it's...
2 behind.
Yeah. Now we're at 12-9. The score, bottom 5 in terms of holding their opponents to the highest shooting percentage.
Am I starting again?
Yeah.
Give me Phoenix.
Yep, 29th.
Cleveland.
They... I can't even say the stat. They let their opponents shoot 49.5%.
That's like I think they had the worst defense of all time last year.
They were up there.
Yeah, pretty sure they were worst ever. It's pretty impressive.
I remember like more than halfway through the year they were, yeah.
Quite impressive.
Define impressive.
Well, they're record breaking, man.
Yeah. Can't forget that, yeah.
Eastern Conference champions.
2017.
New York Knicks.
The New York Knicks. No, they're 22nd.
What?
Huh. So you guys got the bottom two. There's still three more.
Lakers.
No, the Lakers actually were the ninth best.
Laker girls.
Yeah.
Memphis.
No, Memphis plays good defense. That's a disrespect.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Yeah. Come on.
Memphis was a very, very respectable team. They're
Sacramento.
Sacramento, 21st.
Atlanta?
Atlanta is 26th, so they're the fifth worst.
Dang.
Minnesota.
Good guess, but 23rd.
So what are we missing now?
You're missing 27th and 28th.
Third worst defense.
Oh, I know.
Yo, how do you know, Josh?
Oh, this one I definitely know.
Come on, man. Charlotte.
24th. We're getting close.
Ugh. Washington.
Yes, 28th. Oh,
man.
And
the Wizards.
Yeah, one more.
What about Dallas?
No, Dallas was 15th, right in the middle of the pack.
New Orleans.
20th.
Did somebody say Chicago already?
I think you did.
you did not say Chicago, and they came 27th.
Woo!
Yeah, so
Josh.
Extending your lead, Peter. Now you are at 15-11, a nice 4-point lead. I think you're the trivia king right now. We'll do one more stat if we have. Yeah, we have time for one more stat.
Are there daily doubles in this one?
Yeah, you know what?
The lightning round.
You know what? We will give daily doubles for this.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
The only way you get the daily double is if you guess the correct team. You have to tell me what place they are in the top five, and you get double the points then.
Nah, it's okay. I want to win the right way.
Well, you're gonna have to sweep the floor with this one. Okay, this is I think this is an easier stat for all of us.
Or I can tie and we can have another round.
We'll see.
Yo, he's so shook. He has nothing else prepared.
No, I got NBA, I got NBA team blocks. Don't worry. All right. So, who led the league in blocks per game? Which team? Top five.
Utah.
Utah was number three.
Philly.
Philly was actually number nine.
Miami.
They were number five. Good start to the round, Josh.
All right.
No pressure, Peter.
Oh, I got this round, man. I'm going to sweep this shit. Peter's shook right now. Peter's not clutch. Still there, Peter?
He's having internet issues.
Oh, damn.
Look how the tables have turned.
That's why I was losing before.
You're like, oh, we're doing top five, not bottom five?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Oh, I was muted this whole time.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Detroit is not on the top five.
Oh, I got this. Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is number two. So, Peter, he's coming back strong.
Okay, what numbers are we missing?
So, you guys are missing the number one team in team blocks and the number four.
One and four.
Yeah.
Toronto.
No, Toronto's not in the...
Oh, my God.
You are cracking God, under collapse. Pressure, sir. You are cracking.
Oh, no. There's no way.
New York.
No, New York is unfortunately not there.
What number are they?
They're 13th.
That Mitchell Robinson surge in the last part of the year would get them up top.
Oh, man, I'm shook. Wait, who do we have so far?
So Milwaukee at number two.
Oh, I got another one.
Utah at number three, Miami at number five.
Five, okay.
Shot clock.
3.
Yeah, shut up, shot clock.
Violation.
How much are you sweating right now?
Oh, dude, I am drenched right now. It's actually really gross. give me Memphis.
Oof.
Yo, Josh, hold
in
on.
In the
man.
Clutch.
Josh, after that trade, you know
in
JP
the clutch.
Went crazy.
Peter, you pulled that one out of your ass, didn't
Wait,
you?
Wait, really?
Number 4.
How's up? Who do they have?
JJJ?
He barely even played.
Memphis.
JV? Mark?
DeLon Wright. Right. Yeah, Memphis averaged 5.5 blocks per game.
Wow. Must have been Bruno.
Yeah, yo, Bruno was crazy. Come on, man.
All right, if it's not this team, I deserve to lose. Indiana.
Yo, Miles Turner can't block shots or shit.
20th.
What?
Tough one over. Miles Turner, overrated defender. How about that?
Wow. Didn't he average like 2+ blocks a game?
Yeah, but Thaddeus Young, trust me. I had him on my fantasy. Disappointed in that respect.
Thaddeus Young averaged 0.6 at most. Shit. Philly's not there. Detroit's not there. OKC?
New. Number 10.
Hmm.
Who is left? Alright, shot in the dark. Pelicans.
They are...
Yo, AD doesn't play, bro.
They're the 6th best.
Oh my god.
you thought Christian Wood would carry you here?
You would have pulled in within one with that, Josh.
Wait, I thought I would have tied with that.
No, you were down 15-11 and you got 3. So it's...
So what is it now?
It's 16-14.
Wow.
Well, that's not exciting, man.
There's only one more answer, right?
Yeah, well, you have to do bottom 5 as well, so...
Oh.
Oh, true.
Okay.
Is Houston in there?
Houston is not on there. Any team that I said is not on there could be in the bottom 5.
Wow, spoilers. Brooklyn.
Not in the top 5. I'm giving you a chance, Josh. Number 1 team in blocks per game.
Number 1?
Yes, that's who you're missing.
How the hell are we missing number 1?
They averaged 6.2 blocks per game. In 2017, they averaged a league high 7.1 blocks per game.
The hell?
Oh, I think I know who it is.
You gotta make a compilation of that.
Actually, I don't know. Maybe not. Actually, yeah, I know who it is. Come on, Peter.
Man, I'm just gonna go with the Warriors.
Oh,
I don't know.
Fuck.
The Warriors are number 1 in the league.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
And Draymond.
Yeah. Peter extends his lead.
Yeah, but like how much are each of them getting? Like 1.5, 2 each?
Adds up.
Yeah.
Yeah, adds to 4 each. Like where are the other 2.5 coming from?
Looney
and Jones, I guess.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson.
Really? Klay?
He gets like 0.5 a game, doesn't he?
I don't know.
He blocks a lot of cards.
I didn't think he would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess so. He's long. Long.
All right, Josh, you still have a slim chance. Peter pulled Memphis and Golden State out of his ass to maintain a 17-14 lead.
Yo, you like that Jaren Jackson fall, eh, Josh? The next Tim Duncan, boy.
Bullshit.
All right. Bottom 5. Again, any team that I mentioned or any team that you guys mentioned could be in the bottom 5, unless I obviously said they weren't, but some of them could be.
Charlotte.
Charlotte is not in the bottom 5. They are 19th.
Chicago.
I think Peter has almost wrapped it up here, but he's 27th in the league, so they are one of the bottom 5.
Suns.
Peter, can you please sweep him? The Suns are 15th.
Well, 15, eh?
5.1 blocks
Aiden,
a game.
Is that good? Boston?
Boston is number 12.
Clippers.
Clippers are 23rd.
Indiana.
Indiana's 20th.
Denver.
Denver is not one of the bottom five teams. Denver is 24th.
Nikola Jokic.
Need to get some hops.
What about Minnesota?
It's always a good... when you think of bad teams or bad stats, think of Minnesota, but they're 17th.
What was that? They're 17th?
Yeah.
Dallas.
Dallas is indeed 26th. So you guys are missing the bottom three.
No, it can't be them. No, no. Atlanta.
Atlanta is not in the bottom three. 14th. Ugh.
Cleveland.
Yes. Josh, if you can guess how many blocks per game, you are now tied with Peter.
What?
Down to the decimal, eh?
Yeah, down to the decimal. One decimal.
4.13247.
So round it for me?
4.13.
Incredible. How did you know?
Oh, so close, Josh. But so far. Like it is the Cleveland Cavaliers. Remember that. The Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'm going to say zero.
0.3.
But no, unfortunately, they are the worst in the league by a wide margin. Peter, you want to take a guess? Because this is worth trivia. How many blocks per game did they average as a team?
2.6.
Oh, much closer. They were abysmal 2.4.
Jesus.
Wow. That's awful.
Yeah.
Who the hell? Who would have actually gotten blocks on that team?
I
no, like seriously, I can't think of, like, other than Chetty.
And also
Thompson.
He doesn't play though.
No.
Did he play?
What about Lance Jr.?
Oh yeah, Larry Nance would have been a maybe.
I like you combined his name, Lance Jr.
Lance.
Yeah.
Oh man. Shit, man. Who else is there? Spurs.
Nope. The Spurs are 21st.
So just to confirm, I'm at 2 right now. He's at 1 this round, right?
Yes.
So I need to sweep the rest, eh?
And you still won't catch up.
What? I'm 4 behind?
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, if you can sweep this, then I think you're tied. Because it was 17-14.
Oh,
and
now
he has 18 and you have 16.
Let's go. So you can tie it. Washington. Did I guess that already?
Yes, you did, and they're 22nd.
Oh, God.
That's gold. Portland?
Nope, Portland was 16.
Oh, my God. Dude, I don't even know the teams anymore. This is rough.
28th and 29th teams, they averaged 4.1 and 4 blocks per game, respectively.
Did we guess Phoenix yet?
Yeah, I remember them being top 10 in a good way.
Oh, I mean Lakers.
Or
Phoenix was 15th, dead in the middle.
Yeah.
And you said like...
Give them the Lakers guess.
7th.
Give them that one.
Yeah. 7th. Did JaVale McGee.
And they got Tyson Chandler like halfway through the year. Oh, man. The Knicks?
The Knicks somehow don't end up on the bottom of this list or any of our lists.
Mitchell Robinson, bro.
Yeah, the 13th.
Oh, I got a team.
Kings.
No, 25th. Close on the bubble.
Magic.
The Magic were actually 8th.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I have no idea who's left. Let's go with...
I think we've named off all the teams, man.
Yeah, but there are teams that I didn't tell you specifically.
Oh, God.
Just the...
What was that one team that he said that, like, gave it away that's...
Brooklyn.
You know what I mean, Josh?
Brooklyn is 28th.
Let's go!
All right, Peter, no pressure. If you don't get this
one... There's one more?
Yeah, there's one more. If Josh can somehow pull this one out of his ass, you guys are tied, and we'll do rapid fire round to end the pod. All the marbles.
OKC.
Oof. OKC's not there, Josh. Your chance to tie. OKC was a respectable 10th.
I have no idea who's left. It'll be not guessing.
I'll tell you that it's not one of the top five teams in terms of Golden State, Milwaukee, Utah, Memphis, and Miami. And you've already named Cleveland, Brooklyn, Chicago, and Dallas.
This
is painful. This is actually painful.
You want to talk about a shot clock
here? Yeah,
Detroit.
Yeah.
Who?
Detroit.
Detroit is on the list.
Oh,
29th.
That for the tie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No way.
Team blocks per game, 4.0.
Yo, Andre Drummond sucks so much.
Woo!
What?
Yeah.
Yo, that team is so ass.
Man, I'm fucking Kawhi Leonard in the playoffs. Start slow in the regular season, but come playoff time, I'm just money.
Oh my God. Yo, Dwayne Casey is the worst.
You're James Harden of this podcast, Peter. Choker when it counts.
Yo, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show onto all the apps that people like to listen to? How do you make money? The answer was pretty simple for me. I started using Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and super easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise in your podcast. So that means you can get paid immediately, like right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading you this ad. Super simple. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, let's start now. Go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of producers using Anchor. Again, that's anchor.fm/start. See you soon.
All right, we're going to do a quick rapid fire round because my battery is dying and I did not bring my charger. All right, so this rapid fire round is pretty straightforward. I'm going to give you two players each. Like, so I'll give Peter two players. You have to guess who shot a higher field goal percentage. And they will be separated by at least 2%. Is that fair?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever you like.
We'll do five players each. Or we'll do five players each.
Cool.
All right. So, Peter, you start. I'll start with you first. All right. Buddy Yield or Jeff Green?
Give me Buddy Hield.
He shot lower percentage than Jeff Green.
Oh my goodness, you are melting down right now.
Yo, Josh, come on. You thought that Jeff Green would shoot like 38%, didn't you?
No, I would have guessed. I would have definitely guessed Jeff Green for sure.
All right,
why? Fuck out of here.
That's how he stays in the league, man. Such a high percentage shooter.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. Bradley Beal or Rudy Gay?
Rudy Gay all day.
Rudy Gay did shoot almost 50%, while Bradley Beal
trouble,
was 47%.
Yo, that was easy, man.
Okay.
Rudy Gay doesn't miss. He only misses half his shots.
Okay. Thaddeus Young or Alex Len?
Just for you, I'm going to go Thaddeus Young.
You know I would never disrespect my boy Thaddeus. he did shoot 52% while Alex was under 49.4. All right, for you, Josh. DJ Augustine or Danilo Gallinari?
Let's go with Augustine.
Yes, Augustine shot 47%.
He shot 47?
Yep.
He doesn't shoot much.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. What did Gallo shoot?
47.1 versus 45.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right, this one's for you, Peter. Kelly Oubre Jr. versus Eric Bledsoe.
Regular season, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Kelly Oubre didn't play this guy.
Neither did Jrue Holiday.
I'm just stalling, man. Oubre.
Shot 44.5%.
Is that good or bad?
Jrue Holiday shot 47.
Wait, what?
Hold on. Eric Bledsoe. Eric Bledsoe. Sorry, there were 1-2. Like, they're in the same. 47.2.
Eric Bledsoe. Wow.
Yeah.
No, this game is bullshit, Peter. Josh.
Yeah.
This game is bullshit.
The comeback is almost complete.
Yeah.
This game is bull. This game is so minute bull.
Really? No wonder why you're losing.
Ooh.
Give me Hello? 1 second.
No.
He's buffering.
His stats are generating.
All right. Jaylen Brown or Jabari Parker?
Jabari.
Shot a higher percentage.
Oh, man. Is that it?
Was that easy. Oh, my goodness. That was so easy.
Can we call it? Oh, my goodness.
We're going to do two more to round it out. There's a chance that Peter can catch up, but obviously you've had to falter. All right.
That was so easy, man. Okay. Jaylen Brown, come on.
Okay. All right. Peter, for you, Miles Turner or Marvin Bagley? Josh, any thoughts?
This is easy.
Bagley.
Yes, Bagley shot 50%. Turner was 48%. All right. So nice tough one for you, Josh, because you're getting a little cocky there.
Well, I'm part of the Toronto Raptors bandwagon, so, you know. I mean, we're a chance after all. I'm driving that bandwagon.
There you go. Make sure Mark doesn't fall off.
Not sure that's possible.
That's Eric Moreland's job.
He's gone now.
Okay, let's go right here.
I love that our bickering is just stalling for Raj.
Yeah, I need that. I wasn't anticipating it to go to Tide.
Oh, yeah, I want you to put in the audio clip of Kenny Smith saying it's over after this clip, so go ahead.
Okay.
Captain.
Or Mike Breen saying bang, one of the two. Or both.
Oh, Breen's bang is going to be throughout this podcast. Bang! That's the best call in the game.
And it counts.
Okay.
We might have to DQ Raj, man.
JV over Sabonis.
JV.
Wait. Hold on.
You said JV? I
didn't hear.
Sabonis actually shot the ball 58.3%.
No, I give Peter a.
JV is 55.9.
Wow, I thought you definitely just had a Freudian slip with JV over Sabonis.
I just heard JV and I'm like, yeah.
I knew he couldn't resist.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, to put the pressure back onto Josh. We'll do Blake Griffin. Or Tobias Harris.
Wow. Blake.
Shot the ball worse than Tobias Harris.
It's over.
Really?
Yeah. Blake was at 46. Tobias was at 48.
It's over, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, what was Blake?
46. Shot a lot of threes. Tobias was at 48.
Tobias shot 48?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought he was lower than that.
Efficient, especially
Philadelphia. He was. Yeah. Clippers. He was killing it.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. All right. Just for entertainment, Josh, you can round this one out.
Bow down to your champion.
All right. Kyle Kuzma or Kyrie Irving?
Kyle Kuzma.
Kyrie Irving.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Josh, you're trash, bro. You should play negatives. You should lose points for every bad call you had.
Or repeated answer.
Oh, man. Yo, I gotta mute this guy. Give me 1 second.
Like Peter, because we are the champions of the world.
Ah.
Thank you.
Nice and peaceful now,
right? Yes, I enjoy that.
Give him my championship.
I don't know if it's internet cutting out or.
Yeah, I muted his ass so hard.
Give me the belt.
But yeah, well, that's my round of trivia. I thought that was entertaining. Talked a little about stats that go unnoticed. Peter, sorry I had to go that way for you.
You know what doesn't go unnoticed?
Nah,
I think you knew your stuff. I think Josh was just pulling shit out of his ass, but when is he not? Yeah.
That's all I can say. He got lucky. I gave him a chance because of a shitty connection. That's what I'm going to say. Let him come back in
2 years ago.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Anchor, all the major podcast platforms. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Stretch4Pod. And until next time, peace.
We did it.